We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Studios on the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas, your gaming capital, and the South Point Studio streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show, welcoming all of you listening as well on our anchor radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, and your phone apps, your device apps for your Apple phone, your Google phone, your Androids. The apps are out there in your app store. Just put them on your devices, and you can hear us through the radio station and see and hear us through the YouTube app as well. And of course, anywhere you get your podcasting, we welcome you to the show on the day after. But there's a lot happening today, believe it or not, before we end up the week of horse racing, at least covering it from the Race Day Las Vegas perspective. Of course, yesterday was the Belmont Stakes. You know that. We're going to go through the review of the Belmont Stakes Day. But simply put, the weathermen and the weather had a lot to do with a lot that happened over the Belmont Festival week at Saratoga. It started out fine, But by Friday, you know, we had the rains and all that, and all that to happen at Saratoga. The rains came through overnight. And on yesterday morning, it was raining still. It finally started to clear up and get out of there about noon yesterday at Saratoga Springs. But the damage was already done, at least for the turf course. And so what happened is, as the turf course started to really erode towards the middle of the afternoon, etc., two major stakes races, the Grade 1 Jaipur at 5.5 furlongs on the Mellon turf course, a Breeders' Cup winning your in race, and the $1 million Manhattan on the Mellon turf course at 1 3/16, were both canceled yesterday. They did not run those races yesterday. They have rescheduled them for today. And what a difference a day makes. It's a beautiful day out there at Saratoga Springs today. And as the day progressed throughout the day yesterday, the track went from muddy, sealed, to fast. By the time they ran the Belmont Stakes, it was run on a fast racetrack. They started to harrow the track right after the previous race, the Pennine Ridge, that was run on a muddy sealed track by then. But then they started harrowing the track. It got good, and then by the time the horses took the track in the post parade for the Belmont Stakes, the track was labeled fast. But the damage had already been done as far as the rains were concerned for the big two turf races. But what happened is, because the Jaipur was the 9th race in the series of races, and the Manhattan was the 12th race, just before the Belmont as the 13th race on the card, all of the rolling pick fours, all of the rolling pick fives, all of those races had to be canceled as well. So the people who bet those into those pools early in the day got a refund, and the people who came there later on in the day wanting to play the pick fours and the pick fives, and you know there was a bevy of them over the course of the day, they couldn't play any of them that linked up either the Jaipur in the 9th race or the Manhattan in the 12th race, which were two key races in the overall pick fours and pick fives. And so that alone, and I don't know, I'm just taking a guess, but I would guess that anywhere from 35 to 40%, maybe make it the 25 to 30% of all of the wagering that happened at the racetrack would be dedicated to putting into the pick fours and the pick fives. And therefore, all of that money had to be refunded. All of that potential handle had to be refunded. However, you know, people are at the track. They'll start betting other things as well. But the handle had to suffer from not having the pick fours and pick fives there yesterday at Saratoga. But it was a hell of a day of racing. And as you know, the Belmont Stakes was almost a carbon copy of what happened in the Kentucky Derby 5 weeks ago. And so when we got to the Belmont Stakes, the track was fast, and Hill Road and Rodriguez, Crudo, all went out looking for the lead. And Rodriguez, was out there on it as well. And then Junior Alvarado on Sovereignty moved from about fifth place right up into a joint second place behind the pace setter by the time they hit the backstretch from the first turn. And then the race was on. Journalism was looking at Sovereignty. He made his move outside. Baeza, a horse who I liked in the race. I like Baeza. I can tell you right now, I don't think he'll ever be the cut of cloth of either the top two finishers. Nice horse. I thought he'd improve. He didn't. He finished third again in the Belmont. But then the race was on. The chess game was on between Journalism and Sovereignty. And when they turned for home, Journalism got the jump and got the lead. Sovereignty came rolling up next to him. And just like the Derby, these two went at it for about, I'd say, maybe 6 to 10 strides. And then Sovereignty kicked it into another gear and did exactly what he did in the Kentucky Derby. Just pulled away for an absolute decisive win in the Belmont Stakes. And a lot of our handicappers, you know, Jonathan and John Lendo, loved this horse and was giving it out all week. They were right. Sovereignty absolutely the king of the three-year-old class right now. Journalism finished second again. Not to be shamed, he finished second again, and Baeza was third. And that was simply the race. It was the race between those three. All of the other long shots that we were trying to wedge in for maybe an exacta payoff or a trifecta or superfecta payoff just did not materialize. It came down to the same finish in almost the same way as far as the strategy of the race was concerned as the Kentucky Derby five weeks ago. And that was it. Sovereignty is the best three-year-old in the country right now. And it was a great day for trainer Bill Mott, jockey Junior Alvarado, and the connections. The Godolphins got a cornerstone stallion for the future in Sovereignty winning the Belmont. And the day really went from the bad weather to the drying out weather to the Belmont, etc. But folks at Saratoga seemed to have a good time. Looking at the races, the way they rolled out yesterday, Flavian Pratt won the first race for James Ryerson, paying $1,680. Belmont got his first win of the day by training the winner of the second race, paying $1,920 with Junior Alvarado aboard. So Alvarado had a couple of wins on the day with Belmont. Dylan Davis got his first win of the day in the third race that was transferred to the main track from the turf, paying $1,240 for William Walden. Flavian Pratt got his second win of the day with a Chad Brown trainee in the fourth race, paying $5.10. And to the fourth race yesterday at Saratoga, during the Belmont Festival week, that was Flavian Pratt's eighth win of the short 3-4 days of the meet. He did a hell of a job there. Jose Ortiz checked in with his first winner of the day, paying $24.40 in the fifth. And then the Wonder Again Stakes, transferred to the main track, was won by Nitrogen. Jose Ortiz again, getting his second win. Mark Cassie, the trainee there, paying $2.80 as the prohibitive favorite, and a short field that saw Bessie Abbott finish second and Mayday Ready finish third. In the True North at 6.5 furlongs, Book'em Dano. Book'em Dano held on to win in a driving finish. And Book'em Dano with Paco Lopez aboard for Derek Ryan, paid $6.60. That was Rich Eng's selection on the show yesterday. Richie got Book'em Dano home in the seventh. The eighth race was the Metropolitan Mile, the Met Mile. And you remember, when I pressed John Lendo, as I often do for Jonathan Ardoon, when I pressed John Lendo yesterday on taking a look at the Met Mile and how he thought the race would go, and inquiring why Doug O'Neill from the West Coast would bring out Raging Torrent to face Fierceness and White of Barrio, John Lendo hit it right on the nose. He said, this horse is going to break from the outside post. He's going to drift over to the inside and try to kick a little dirt in the face of Fierceness. And when Royal Torrent gets to the lead, he's a tough customer to get by. Well, that's exactly what happened. Royal Torrent took the lead. Fierceness made a bid at the top of the stretch, but Royal Torrent was gone. Goes gate to wire in the Met Mile under Frankie Dettori for Doug O'Neill and paying $18 even. Thank you very much, John Lendo. Fierceness was second. Just a Touch ran up the rail to finish third, and White of Barrio finished fourth. Never really was a factor in the race. The ninth race was the Jaipur. That was canceled. Then we go to the tenth race, the Pennine Ridge, where the winner there was AP Kid for John Velasquez and Todd Pletcher, paying $8.80, outrunning Me Banco, and finishing third was Golden Channel. The Woody Stevens was the 11th race on the card. This was a goodie for three-year-olds going 7 furlongs. In the end, Patch Adams wins the race. Jonathan Dardoon's pick on the show. Thank you very much there, Jonathan. Patch Adams with Luis Saez aboard for Brad Cox, paid $8.80, outrunning Matticat Road, who ran a big race to finish second for Bob Baffert, and Big Truz finished third in the race. The Manhattan then was canceled after that, and we got to the Belmont Stakes, where Sovereignty put an exclamation point on an interesting and eventful day at Saratoga. And that's the way it went yesterday at Saratoga. I want to congratulate our handicappers for all the great work they've done and certainly did on yesterday's show. We have some things for horse players today, though, to look ahead to today. We have carryovers in strategic spots. Churchill Downs yesterday, the late pick five. All right, the late pick five started out with a $23.92 winner. LeJean Machado gets his first win. LeJean Machado's for Tom Drury, $23.92. The eighth race gave Brian Hernandez his second win of the day for Kenny McPeak, paying $58.04 to win. The ninth race, maiden race, Mr. Pazizia for Jenna Antonucci wins and pays $107.98 for a $2 win bet. Now, those are the first three in the pick five, the late pick five. The featured Mighty Bow Stakes at five furlongs on the turf, won by Joe Shesty. LeJuan Machado's second win of the day for Eric Froster, paying $8.54, outrunning Arrested Arrest Me Red and Run Carson. And the last race winner, Brian Hernandez, gets his third win of the day there, paying $13.18. You heard the prices in order in the pick five. Nobody had the pick five. Four out of five paid $1,491.64. There is a carryover in the late pick five today at Churchill Downs. A carryover in the late pick five. Hey, listen, the late pick four, they didn't even have that. Three out of four in the late pick four paid $537.96. Yesterday at Santa Anita, Juan Hernandez had a big day. He started out with the first race winner for Peter Urton at $5 even. Kyle Frey came back in the second race with Polythene Pam, paying $6 even for Librato Baroccio. That was Jonathan Hardoon's pick. Jonathan, two for two yesterday on the show, $6 even there. Frey, Frank and Librato Baroccio came right back in the second race. So they had a pair of winners back-to-back yesterday with each other, paying $13.60. Juan Hernandez's second win of the day came for John Sadler in the fourth race at $5 even. John Lindo's horse pick in that race finished second. And then we went to the fifth race where trainer Steve Maiotti got his first win of the day with the Wilfin Orantes at $5.60. And then we got to the Summertime Oaks, the seventh race on the card, and Cash Call wins it under Juan Hernandez for Bob Baffert, paying $3 even. Hernandez getting his third win of the day, outrunning Howen and our Moonlight, who finished third. The eighth race winner there gave Juan Hernandez his fourth win on the day, winning four out of the first eight races for Patty Gallagher, paying $31.80. Steve Maiotti's second win came in the ninth race with the Carmona aboard, paying $4.80. And the last race winner at $24 completed a late pick four on John Lendo sheet that paid $523.40. If you got the Lendo report yesterday and played that pick four for $36, you got $523.40 back as well. Nobody had the pick six yesterday at Santa Anita. Carry over in the pick six today at Santa Anita. The five paid $1,237.60. So we got a couple of really neat carryovers today, both at Churchill and Santa Anita. We got a mandatory payoff in the pick six jackpot out at Gulfstream Park today as well. And the two major stakes races from yesterday were canceled. The Jaipur and the Manhattan are added to the Saratoga card today. So there will be 13 races today at Saratoga. The 11 that were scheduled plus the two stakes races that will be held as the last two races today at Saratoga. Enough said on this Sunday show. Now that you know everything that happened yesterday, can't wait to get to Jonathan Hardoon, John Leno, Jerry J, and Rich Eng, and your racing menu. And that will come up right after this first break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Sunday here in Las Vegas. It's getting hot. Right now, we have 83 degrees outside. It's 83 degrees. We're going to get up to 102 today. So that'll be our weather, 83 to 102 today. Temperatures around the country, Miami 87, New York 75, Chicago 82, L.A. 79. And although we're going to get up to our 102, it said maybe 102 to 106 today here in Vegas. Phoenix, Arizona still beats us. They're the hottest one in the nation at 107 degrees. Now, I want to remind everybody that yesterday's weather that went through Saratoga, guess what? It's all gone now. All gone. Beautiful day now in Saratoga Springs. So at least it's going to be a heck of a day for the racing card there. And then we do have four stakes races at Saratoga. Of course, two that were scheduled for today and the two from yesterday that will be run today. But around the country, it looks pretty good, except for maybe Ohio, a little bit over Ohio, and maybe Mississippi, Alabama down in there. All right? So here's the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. Want to remind you, the first post times are broadcast on the show every day. First post times are Pacific. If you're not in it, adjust to it so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has nine races today, and their first post time at Laurel Park today is set at 9:10. 9:10 at Laurel Park. They got a pick six jackpot carryover, $4,857. All right, we get next to Saratoga. All right, now today at Saratoga, they got a first post time of 9:10. 13 races today, four stakes races, two from Saturday, of course, as we said. The Soaring Softly Stakes will be the seventh on the card at 5.5 furlongs. They've taken all the races that were scheduled on the turf today at Saratoga off already, except for the last two stakes races that were scheduled yesterday on the turf. They're staying on the turf for today, which means the fourth race is off the turf. The seventh race, which is the one of the features today, the Grade 3 Soaring Softly, goes to the main track. The eighth race will go to the main track, and the 11th race will go to the main track. Now, the other stakes race that was scheduled for today is the ninth race on the card, the Jersey Girl, going 6 furlongs for three-year-old fillies. And in the race, favoritism will be between Beauty Reigns and Indy Bay, 9-5 and 2-1, respectively. And then, of course, the 12th race is the rescheduled Jiper at 5.5 furlongs on the Mellon Turf course, a Breeders' Cup win and your win. 10 are scheduled to go, 6-5 favorite there is Think Big, with Ben Curtis aboard. And then the 13th race, the rescheduled Grade 1 $1 million Manhattan at a mile and one-eighth, I believe let me check what was supposed to be. Yesterday it was a mile and three-sixteenths, so we'll check on that, but it says a mile and one-eighth here. It's a Grade 1 race. Anyhow, that will be run on the inner turf course. 9 go to the post in that one, and the 5-2 favorite there is Spirit of St. Louis with Manny Franco. All right, Saratoga. First post time at Saratoga today is set at 9:10. 9:10 at Saratoga today. Churchill Downs. First post time is 9:45. Couple of stakes races. The $175,000 Leslie's Lady, 7 furlongs for three-year-old fillies, is the fifth. And it's a pretty competitive race, too. 7 go to the post, but it's tightly bunched as far as the morning line is concerned. In Impulse Buy is the 5-2 favorite there. And then the eighth race is the $400,000 Grade 3 Matt Wynn at a mile and 16th for three-year-olds. This is an interesting race because it's got a lot of horses in there that have competed in the early Triple Crown races. You've got Final Gambit in there. You've got Burnham Square, Cole Battle, East Avenue. And gaming has been entered in this race for Bob Baffert. But he has also entered in the stakes race in Southern California. So we're assuming that gaming will be scratched in the Matt Wynn. He won't be going in that race. All right, you got nine races at Churchill Downs. The Pick 5 carryover, the late Pick 5 carryover at Churchill Downs, $241,646. I'll repeat it. $241,646 in the late Pick 5 at Churchill Downs today. And that will begin in the fifth race on the nine race card today at Churchill Downs. Their Pick 6 jackpot continues to mount as well. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover today, $675,219. A couple of nice carryovers today at Churchill. First post time, 9:45, and one heck of a good feature race that Matt Wynn. Gulfstream Park's got a mandatory Pick 6 payoff today. That Pick 6 jackpot carryover stands at $61,115. It goes today, 10 races at Gulfstream. First post time, 9:50. Monmouth Park has nine races. The featured Friendly Lover is the seventh and featured race there. Nine races today at Monmouth Park. First post time at Monmouth today is set at 9:50. 9:50 at Monmouth Park today. Small Pick 6 jackpot carryover there, $5,223. Woodbine is next. They did race yesterday, Woodbine, after canceling for air quality the day before. Woodbine's Super High 5 jackpot carryover, $21,596. And they got a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $6,137. Their feature race is the Queenston. That is the eighth race on the card, seven furlongs for three-year-olds. Seven in the field there. And Massetti is the 2-1 favorite. First post time at Woodbine is 10:05. 10:05 at Woodbine. Canterbury Park has seven races. Canterbury Park's first post time is set at 11 a.m. Hawthorne Racecourse is next. Hawthorne Racecourse has a first post time for eight races at 12:40. 12:40 at Hawthorne today. And their first post time there. And then Santa Anita. Santa Anita has a first post time of 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock today at Santa Anita, their first post time. And as you know, they have a carryover in their Pick 6. It's a regular Pick 6 carryover. $54,870. Nine races, first post time, 1 o'clock. The feature race today comes early. It's the third race on the card, the Affirmed Stakes at a mile and 16th for three-year-olds. There's only four in the race, and the big 4-5 favorite there is Gaming, who looks like he's just have an afternoon jaunt today there with Hector Barrios aboard. First post time, Santa Anita is set at 1 o'clock. Emerald Downs has eight races. Emerald Downs' first post time is 1:50 today. Pick 6 jackpot carryover there, $6,465. Prairie Meadows is next. Prairie Meadows has a first post time of 2 p.m. for eight races there. Their stakes race is the seventh on the card at Prairie Meadows. And again, first post time at Prairie Meadows is set at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And then you go to Los Alamitos tonight. Los Alamitos. First post time is 6 p.m. They've got two thoroughbred races, four mixed breed races, three quarter horse races makes up the nine race card. And they are seeding the Pick 6 pool at $10,000. So there's already 10 grand in there seeded by Los Alamitos on this Sunday for their Pick 6. First post time is at 6 o'clock this evening. I got nothing more to say than just to bring in Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan, good morning.
Excuse me. Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and it's all yours.
I'm out of gas, Ralph. I mean, yesterday was a long, long day. Listen, the Belmont Stakes obviously was a terrific race, but it was a terrible day for Naira in general. Their handle was down $24 million. Yeah. It obviously wasn't their fault. There's nothing they could do. They had no pick fives, no pick fours, no pick threes. And the time between races, I guess because of TV, right, was just too long. Anybody that was having their first experience at the racetrack yesterday, chances are they're not coming back too soon. I mean, it just became way too long a day.
I'm going to tell you one thing right now. I differ with you, and I'll tell you why. And the key phrase that you said is if it's their first time at the racetrack, they're not coming back. If it's their first time at the racetrack, they're taking in all of the things that we take advantage of, you know, the atmosphere, et cetera. You know, the bars did a great business because they were going there having drinks between races, et cetera. So I don't think it's as bad for the first time visitor because of all of the things that, that we take advantage of that they took in as the experience of being there. But as far
yeah,
as...
Yeah, but they had to get bored after a while, Ralph. That's fine for, you know, an hour, 2 hours. But when you're spending 8 hours at a racetrack without being able to gamble, then they had three-horse fields along. Again, it's not Naira's fault. It's Mother Nature. There's nothing they could have done. Yeah. It just turned out, I don't think, to be a great experience if you were going for the first time. That's all, my opinion.
Well, I could tell you one thing. It wouldn't be a great experience if you're going to hang around and have to spend that kind of money on the ancillary stuff, like maybe a souvenir here, something to eat, et cetera, whatever. But in any case, you're right. They couldn't shorten the post times between races because they had a commitment, a network commitment with Fox to put the Belmont Stakes on the hour that they had. And so they had a buffer time between the two races that were extracted out of that. And it was excruciating for us, you're right, for the regular horse player to watch, you know, to see the post time and then see the horses still milling around like a quarter mile away. And they were just walking around and walking around and walking. And you say to yourself, all right, it's been 10 minutes. Is it ever post time going to – are you going to ever get these horses to the gate? That I know because we experienced it yesterday. But they couldn't do anything about it. Yeah, it was a catch-22.
And I'll say what I said yesterday. There was absolutely no reason to have 14 races on a race card. That's crazy. You don't need four. Not only that, 14 Friday, 14 Saturday. And in case you missed anything, they give you 13 today.
Yeah.
So
I know. And you're already tired before the 13 start today.
I can't keep my eyes open, Ralph.
But I got to tell you one thing, Jonathan, you did all the handicappers on the race day show just hit it out of the park yesterday. You guys did a great job. And not only did you give the picks, but in certain races that I asked you guys to give me your assessment of them, you mapped it out just about the way the races actually ran. So it was unbelievable yesterday. And I know that you're tired, so we'll wait for your soapbox on Wednesday. By that time, you'll be regenerated, and you'll give us your all little insights of what happened. But for today, since you're tired, we'll just get to the picks.
Well, I do want to say one thing, Ralph.
Yes,
Race Day Las Vegas show, throughout the entire Triple Crown run, we really did pretty good, the handicappers.
Yes, yes,
and
you guys did.
I'm proud of my teammates, to be honest with you.
Oh, I'm proud of all of you guys. I really am. You know, I just air traffic control here as much as I can. But you guys did a great job. We have a lot of new people that came on board to watch the show for the first time. I'm sure they'll come back for at least one or more times to try it out. And we want to welcome all of you guys in. Please join us each and every day. We do this each and every day. And the only objective on this show is to give you the news on horse racing, the beautiful sport of Kings, and try to get you winners. I'm always trying to get you winners. And these handicappers know, Jonathan especially, I try to squeeze them for one or two more picks than they normally want to give us. But it worked out again yesterday with John Lendo and the Met Miles. So we're going to keep on doing it for you guys out there. So as long as you keep watching us and stay with us, I'll keep doing it for you because I'm one of you, by the way. All right.
Exactly.
Give me Hoffman.
By the way, Ralph, the Matt Wins is down to a four-horse field. You have three late scratches in there. Gaming. Yeah, Gaming, Chunk of Gold, and Just a Fair Shake. The 1, 3, and 4 are all out, leaving a field of four. So that's pretty sad to have a $400,000 grade three. And, well, you know, only four horses show up, but that's the way it goes.
But the four horses that are left in the race are all four that participated in the Triple Crown run. You had Cole Battle, Burnham Square, East Avenue, and Final Gambit. All of them participated in the, in the Triple Crown run.
I believe there were 19 horses that ran this weekend that ran, you know, somewhere in the Triple Crown races. So that's good.
That's good stuff. All right, you're not getting off the hoof. Give me horses.
Okay, let's go to Saratoga. Look at race number 10, and I like the number 7 horse in here, Ball Don't Lie. This is a 4-year-old gelding from the Rob Atrus barn, a originally running in Southern California, shipped to New York last time out for his first race. Go watch the replay. Totally eliminated at the start, and that's because a crazy thing happened. The horse breaking from the rail through the rider and actually smashed into him. So that race means nothing. The previous race is all good enough to get the job done here. 3-1 on the morning line, but it's a free bingo square. I like number 7, Ball Don't Lie, to win today's 10th race out at Saratoga.
I Rad Ortiz Jr. aboard in the 10th race, the 7, Ball Don't Lie, the 7 in the 10th at Saratoga.
Now, there is a big pick 5 carryover out of Churchill, so we added a race. We usually give 2 selections, but we knew you'd be pulling one out. So instead of you having to fight with me, I'm just going to surrender and give you the play.
Okay. Enough said there, pal. I know I'm choking you up, but go ahead. Go ahead, do it.
Let's go to the 5th race, and I like the number 5 horse in there, Evanescence. This is a 3-year-old filly from the red-hot Eddie Keneally barn. Last 2 races, this horse is breaking from the inside. She has no early speed. She was shuffled back to last. She draws a much better post today. She's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. Luan Machado aboard to ride. I like number 6, Evanescence, to win today's 6th race out of Churchill Downs.
I believe it's the 5th race, and the 5th race is the start of the late pick 5 there at Churchill Downs. It is the Leslie's Lady Stakes, and in that 5th race, you like the 6, Evanescence, the 6 in the 5th race, the start of the carryover in the pick 5 today at Churchill. I got to squeeze one out of Santa Anita.
6th race today, 6 furlongs maiden claiming event. The number 2 horse in here, Proud Racer, 4 career starts, each race better than the previous one. Graduation day today for number 2, Proud Racer, 7-2 on the morning line in today's 6th race out at Santa Anita.
And the 6th race at Santa Anita, the 2 horse Proud Racer, the 2 in the 6th race, Jonathan's play for the race day listeners. Jonathan has full sheets for Santa Anita, for Saratoga, and for Churchill Downs right now at his websites.
JonHardoon.com.
And I am proud of all of you guys. Thanks a lot for the yeoman's job again. And I know you'll be re-energized by Wednesday, but take a rest for today, Jonathan.
It's going to be a long one. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
Thank you, my man. All right, we're going to take our first break. We're going to come back. We're going to go to Rich Eng standing by as they continue preparing around the country in the morning at the racetracks. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Our chatters are chatting away on the chat box here at the Race Day Las Vegas YouTube streaming network page, and we thank you for that. Let's go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
What a day yesterday, huh, man?
Yeah, there was a lot of everything. I tell you what, it kind of reminded me. Do you remember the Breeders' Cup at Monmouth about a decade ago?
Oh.
When on Saturday it was like Noah's Ark weather.
Oh.
And then the next day, Sunday, was one of the most gorgeous days you'll ever see on the Jersey Shore. And that happened in Ira. They had tons of rain. And then finally the weather broke, but the damage had been done.
I got to tell you, though, with all of that was happening all around, by the time we got to the Belmont Stakes, by the time that one-hour show on national television was there, the track was fast, it was a cleanly run race, and it was one of the vintage Belmont Stakes.
It was a very, very good edition of the Belmont Stakes. It was kind of a carbon copy of the Kentucky Derby, quite frankly. Journalism grabbed the lead at the top of the stretch, and then mid-stretch, you could see Sovereignty coming up to him, and you knew the inevitable. Sovereignty was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Baeza again made a late run for third. But, the identical trifecta as in the Kentucky Derby. And, Sovereignty, the question remains, if he had run the Preakness, would he have won that race and become a Triple Crown horse? It's an answer we'll never know.
You know that there's going to be people out there now criticizing that he didn't go in the Preakness Stakes, and you should never second-guess the horseman, because Bill Mott is one of the best trainers in the game. There's no doubt about it, and you just have to have confidence in him. He knows what he's doing with his horses, and it paid off for sure. That question will remain, but no pointing fingers of them not going in the Preakness Stakes. He did right by his horse, obviously. With the run there. And I can say this about Baeza. Baeza did, really, the only thing Baeza did was beat a lot of other horses that were maybe lesser quality, because he had no impact on the top two. And I thought there was a little bit more upside to him. I was wrong, and I don't think Baeza will ever get to the point where that he can challenge and or beat Journalism or Sovereignty, but I'd still like to have him install one in my barn, I can tell you that.
Oh, absolutely. And if you listen to Frank Mirabadi's race call again, middle of the far turn, he mentioned that Baeza, the jockey, was scrubbing on him,
yeah,
asking him for a run, and he was just going up and down.
Yeah, yes, he was. But no doubt about the winner and the second-place finisher, no doubt about the winner being the best of this crop of three-year-olds, and Godolphin's got themselves a hell of a stallion for the future. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to see these guys mix it up with the older handicap horses down at Del Mar in the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Oh, yeah. You know, when you think about the older horses, I mean, these three-year-olds, I think they're salivating, Ralph.
Yeah.
This is not the strongest handicap division in the country. And when they get together in the fall, we're going to have some interesting matchups.
Well, you better believe it. And Sovereignty looks like he is built ready to go for that challenge, as well as Journalism. All right. Well, had a nice winner off of your selection yesterday, Richie. And I know you got one at Saratoga as well as Santa Anita. So we'll get started with your picks.
Yeah, we're going to go right back to Saratoga. We had Bookham Dano yesterday.
Yeah.
We'll go to the 12th race, which is one of the races staying on the grass. It's the Grade 1 Jiper. And people watch the replay of the 9 AG Bullet in the Unbridled Sydney. This horse was going to win that race, was coming up the rail under Umberto Rispoli, and got shut off in mid-stretch, and then he kind of eased the horse to the wire. But this horse was ready to run, was ready to win, and got stopped. So I really like him today in the spot in the Jaipur 9, AG Bullet. It looks Flavian on Pratt, but I'm wondering if Pratt can't be in two places at the same time, if he's going to stay in Saratoga or go to Churchill, Ralph.
Yeah, and we'll wait and see about that. But Rispoli won't be riding it unless they scratch the 10-horse Coppola, because the 10-horse Coppola gets the services of Rispoli today. So we'll wait and see where Pratt winds up. But in any case, doesn't matter who's going to ride it. In the 12th race, you like the 9 AG Bullet, right?
Yes, AG Bullet, regardless of jockey. We'll see who lands on him.
Okay.
As far as the pick at Santa Anita, my horse yesterday, Ralph, Tyler Bates broke on his face.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to be on a lead. He ended up being dead last by about 10 lengths.
Yeah, he's lucky
down the backside.
Yeah,
he was done at the start.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the race number one at Santa Anita, Ralph. It's a mile, a maiden claiming.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go with the number six horse, Sunset Beauty. This is the kind of horse you can draw a line to that grass race last time. This horse just didn't motor at all. But the debut race was pretty good, and I love that Juan Hernandez picks up the mount. He was riding hot yesterday. I think he's really focused and got everyone's attention. Mm-hmm. Let's go with the 6, Sunset Beauty, 5-2, race 1.
First race, 1 o'clock post time, Pacific time, and we got a single in the opener for the early pick 5, the 6, Sunset Beauty, the 6 in the first at Santa Anita is Richie's play there. Richie's got a full sheet of handicapping at Santa Anita right now. It is at the racedaylasvegas.com websites. All right, thanks a lot, Richie. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, y'all. Good luck, everybody.
All right, one final quick break, and when we come back, our closing act, John and Jerry, don't go away.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book. South Point Studio.
This is the best sports betting network.
I would argue it is a total mismatch.
There's value with underdog prices in series.
I would lean to the under here.
My numbers are saying I got to bet the Tigers.
Two-way action.
When in doubt, we juice that favorite, that extra nickel.
Sports by the book. South Point Studio.
Forget about it. The best.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to wrap up this Sunday show and an interesting week of racing with our handicappers. We now go out to Southern California with John Lindo. Just finished counting all the money you won yesterday.
It was a good day, Ralph. And, you know, best decision I made yesterday morning was to scrap all those rolling bets. Because they took him off the board anyways at Saratoga.
Yeah. Well, I do want to commend you for me extracting a pick out of the you for the Met Mile. You doped that race out exactly the way it came out, and they never could catch Raging Torrent. They got there and paid $18 in a very – that $18 looked like a $50 horse when you talk about beating both Fierceness and White Abario in a short five-horse field. But it was a great job there. You were espousing all that you could about Sovereignty when you thought he was the best horse, and the respect you had for Bill Mott. And certainly on your Santa Anita sheet yesterday, if they picked up the Linda Report yesterday and managed to not win any money if by not listening early for Saratoga, if they played your late pick 4 that was on the sheet for a $36 layout, they got back $523.40, so they got out.
Well, that was an $18 ticket after scratches, so that was even more value there. That worked out good, and it was a, you know, we haven't had a lot of real playable sequences, but that was one, and I got in there pretty good, so it was a good day all around. You know, it was a long day, but it was a good day.
Well, a friend of yours and mine made it a $36 ticket, because when they got that scratches, he made the bet for $1, so he got back over $1,000 for the buck, you know, for the $36. So sometimes people will make the right decisions in doing things like that. It was a great day yesterday, but as we know, we continue racing. I'm going to get your full thoughts about the Belmont Stakes, of course, on Wednesday when we get together again. I want to remind everybody that Santa Anita goes into its final week of racing before they switch down to Los Alamitos for a couple of weeks. And they will also have a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday wrap up next week, right?
Yeah, we go Thursday at Santa Anita through Sunday, which will be their closing day. So we'll do all the Santa Anita cards Thursday through Sunday. And I'll look at the other cards. I haven't had a chance yet and see what falls where. And maybe we'll add a pick five sequence here or there. On some other tracks too.
Well, we know you didn't have a chance. I mean, it's hard to count all that money all the time, you know.
Listen, it spins pretty quickly. We got to reload.
That's right. You're in Southern California. It does spin quickly. All right, I'll let you get started and let you get back and relax and talk to you on Wednesday. We need a couple of picks.
Okay, I'm going to go to Saratoga. I do not know with the added 12th and 13th races, Ralph, if there are rolling bets running through them. Could not find out anything from Naira. So, you know, pay attention and check. There'll be a lot of late scratches and everything else. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens there. As far as a play at Saratoga, race number 5, number 11, Seas Gets Degrees. It was two bad starts from the rail, last two starts. Draws an outside post today, drop in class. Look for a lot more tactical speed and a lot cleaner trip. 6-1 on the program. Number 11, Seas Get Degrees, race number 5, Saratoga.
All right, fifth race, Saratoga, the 11, Seas Gets Degrees, the 11 and the fifth at Saratoga and at Santa Anita.
Santa Anita, race number 7. Number 1, Final Boss, was just prepping in a sprint race coming off the layoff last time. Stretches out to a mile and eighth. He's a perfect 2-for-2 at this distance. He'll control the pace from the inside. 5-1, a fair price. Number 1, Final Boss, race number 7, Santa Anita.
Seventh race, Santa Anita, the one horse, Final Boss, the final say from John Lendo for this Sunday show. And John, we'll let you go and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right. Don't forget, the Lendo Report is available here at the South Point free of charge, exclusively here, only here at the South Point for today's races, the Lendo Report, only here at the South Point in the Racebook free of charge. Jerry Jackowitz, good morning. You got your bags packed and ready to go?
I am. As the song says, we'll be leaving on a jet plane.
All right. And
I'll see you guys in a month.
While you're gone, you come back. You'll be come back on the show when? July what?
July 9th.
Whatever it is. Okay, whatever it is, July 8th or 9th, but you'll be back with the Power Pages on the 8th, correct?
I believe that's correct.
All right. Now, when you're gone, Power Page Plus goes on vacation with you, but the Power Pages will still be done, right?
Every day.
Okay. I will...
And you will pick a play.
Yeah.
From the Power Pages.
Yeah, I'm going to be responsible for that.
this is a good exercise for everybody because this is how it's done. You know, you have to use your handicapping skills, pull it all together, use the Power Page, and come up with a play.
Okay, I will try to do the best for you by interpreting things like V plays, high-rated horses as far as the rating from the first to the second horse, and, of course, your star horses, et cetera, too.
Yeah, we had a $70 V horse on Friday and
yes,
a $60 V horse yesterday.
Yesterday, that $60 horse was yours at Saratoga. Okay, we got to get started. We got a minute to get two plays. Go.
All right, let's go to Aqueduct for our Saratoga for our first play. Okay. We'll take the fifth race. So you're going to get a Sirocco play. I like the 9 over the 1, 6, 7, 8, and I'm adding in the 11.
All right, 1, 6, 7, 8, and you're going to add in John's 11.
John's 11.
Now, the 1 has entry of 1 and 1 8. Doesn't matter which one?
Either way.
Okay, so the 9, Lost in Rome, you like over numbers 1, the 1s, either one of them, 6, 7, 8, and John's 11. You're going to put John's 11 in there. Of course, the Sirocco play for me is the 9, 11, 11, 9 exacta box. All right, let's go to Santa Anita.
Okay, we'll go to the first race. We're going a mile on the main. Number 6 pops out at me. Sunset Beauty. Hernandez up at 5-2. We'll play the 6 over the 2, 3, 4.
Okay, 6
over. Small field, nice price.
First race, the 6, Sunset Beauty. The 6 over 2, 3, 4, and reverse. It's a good housekeeping seal of approval handicapper-wise on the show because we got two handicappers landing on the same horse. You and Rich Ang both like the 6 in the first at Santa Anita. Will make that a singleton in the pick 5 for us. The 6 over 2, 3, 4, and reverse is your play. Now, the Power Pages for today for both Santa Anita and Saratoga available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com, and they will be there during your vacation. We want to wish you a safe trip. Have fun. You deserve to have the day off. And you got 20 seconds to tell me about what you thought about the Belmont. Go.
I thought Sovereignty was electrifying through the stretch. It was really impressive. I can't wait to see Journalism and Sovereignty throw down on a fast track.
And they labeled the track fast yesterday, though. They did have it fast labeled.
It was. It was still had. It was probably good.
Well, then that was even more impressive, Ron, I thought.
Maybe, yeah. It's definitely something. He's a nice, nice horse.
He certainly is, Ollie. In any case, Jerry, you have a wonderful trip. You have a wonderful vacation. Be safe. And we'll get you refreshed and ready to go when you come back. We'll give interpretations of the power page as we do throughout the month. And you've got one more thing to say.
Allie Darn affirm. Have a
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.